USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and First Lady Jill wished Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving. They recorded a Thanksgiving message, which they sent out on social media. Biden sent a special thanks to those who serve in the military.
As we gather together again, our table and our hearts are full of grace and gratitude for all those we love. And as Commander-in-Chief, I'm especially grateful to our service members and their families for the sacrifices to our nation.
The President also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket Island to extend Thanksgiving greetings virtually to service members around the world. Giant balloons once again floated in the streets of New York City, and spectators who were not allowed last year to watch due to the COVID-19 lined up once again at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.